وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you and your family. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawma al-qiyamah. Faman zuhziha anin nari wa udkhila al-jannah. فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we discuss the reward for he whom people praise after his death. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a deceased was carried past and the people began talking good of him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, It has become incumbent. Another deceased was carried past and the people began talking bad of him. The Prophet of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, It has become incumbent. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. A deceased was carried past and the people began talking good of him. You said, It has become incumbent. Another deceased was carried past and the people began talking bad of him. You said, It has become incumbent. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the person of whom you spoke good, paradise became incumbent on him. The person of whom you spoke evil, hellfire became incumbent on him. You are the witnesses of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on earth. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a Muslim passes away and four of his closest neighbors testify in his favor that they know nothing but good about him, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I accept your testimony in his favor and I forgive him what you do not know about, that is his sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that Allah said, when a Muslim passes away and three of his closest neighbors testify with goodness in his favor, then Allah says, I accept the testimony of my servants with regard to what they know and I forgive him, the deceased, what I know about him. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when four people testify with goodness in favor of a deceased person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu admits him into paradise. We ask, what about three? He said, in three. We ask, what about two? He said, in two. We did not ask about one person. Amir ibn Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person passes away and Allah knows that he has committed evil, while the people talk good about him, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to his angels, I accept the testimony of my servants about my servant who has passed away, and I forgive him for what I know about him. These are the virtues when people praise you after your death. That is why we need to lead such a life of praiseworthy actions that the people around us and near us will speak good about us after our demise. The reward for he who consoles an afflicted person. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who consoles an afflicted person shall receive the same reward as the latter. Amr ibn Hazm radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a believing servant consoles his brother on account of a calamity that has befallen him, Allah Jalla Jalalu shall certainly adorn him with garments of honor on the day of resurrection. Abu Burda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who consoles a woman who has lost a child shall be made to wear a garment in paradise. Shabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who consoles a grief-stricken person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall make him wear the garments of piety and send salutations to his soul amongst the souls. He who consoles a person who is afflicted, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall make him wear two garments from the garments of paradise. These garments will be such that the entire world cannot compare with them. The reward for he who says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when someone passes away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhina idha asabathum musibah qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmatum min rabb ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Those who, when any calamity befalls them, they say, we belong to Allah alone and to him alone is our return. Upon such people are the bounties of their sustainer and mercy, and it is they who are on the straight path. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates with regard to the same words. He says, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu informs us that if a believer submits to the order of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he is asked to say the words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and says them when a calamity befalls. Then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records three righteous deeds in his favor. Bounties from Allah. Number two, mercy. Number three, attaining the path of guidance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person who says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when a calamity befalls, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replaces what he lost, makes good the outcome of his matter, and gives him in return something that he is pleased with. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my ummah has been given something which other nations have not been given when calamity strikes. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Fatima bint al-Husayn narrates from her father radiallahu ta'ala an that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person is afflicted by a calamity and thinks of his calamity later on in life and says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un again, then even though the calamity may have befallen him a very long time ago, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records in his favor a reward equivalent to the day when it had befallen him. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person's child is taken away or passes away, Allah Jalla Jalal says to his angels, have you taken away the child of my servant? They reply, yes. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asks, have you taken away the fruit of his heart? They replied, yes. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asks, what did my servant say? They reply, he praised you and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, build a house in paradise for my servant and name it Baytul Hamd, the house of praise. Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, when a calamity befalls a person and he says the following, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha, we belong to Allah alone and to him alone is our return. O Allah, reward me in my calamity and compensate me with something better than it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu certainly rewards him in his calamity and replaces him with something better than that. Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when my husband Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, I thought to myself, which of the Muslims can be better than Abu Salama, the first family which emigrated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? She continues, I then said the above supplication, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replaced me with someone better than Abu Salama, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above with the following difference. Salama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a calamity befalls any of you, you should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma indaka ahtasibu musibati fa'ajurni biha wa'abdilni khayran minha. We belong to Allah alone, and to Him alone is our return. O Allah, it is in You alone that I expect the reward of my calamity. So reward me for it and replace it with something better than it. The reward for bathing the deceased and shrouding them and digging the graves for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who bathes a deceased person, enshrouds him, applies camphor to his body, carries him, offers the salah over him, and does not disclose what he saw of him, then he comes out of his sins as his mother gave birth to him. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who bathes a deceased person and fulfills the trust in this regard and does not disclose what he saw of him, then he comes out of his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who bathes a deceased person and conceals what he saw of him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu purifies him of his sins. If he enshrouds him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu clothes him with a silk brocade. The words conceal what he saw of him mean that the person should not disclose the darkness of the face, the changing of the deceased appearance, or any other similar changes which sometimes occur with deceased people. But if he sees pleasing things like illumination and brightness of the face, a smile, etc., then it is preferable to make mention of this, especially if the deceased was known to be a righteous and pious person. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows best. Abu Rafi Aslam, the freed slave of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who bathes a deceased person and conceals what he saw of him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu forgives him 40 times. He who enshrouds a deceased person, Allah clothes him with a silk brocade and the brocade of paradise. He who digs a grave for a deceased person and then buries him therein, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will reward him with a reward equal to a house which he enabled him to inhabit till the day of resurrection. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, visit the graves and you will remember the hereafter thereby. Bath the deceased, because seeing to the needs of a body that is devoid of a soul is a very effective admonition. Offer salah over the deceased, for that might cause you to grieve. And a grief-stricken person is under the shade of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, experiencing every good. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who digs a grave, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu builds a house for him in paradise. He who bathes the deceased person comes out of his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. He who enshrouds the deceased person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu clothes him with the garments of paradise. He who consoles a grief-stricken person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu clothes him with piety and sends salutation to his soul among the souls. He who consoles an afflicted person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu clothes him with two garments of paradise. These garments will be such that the entire world cannot compare with them. He who attends the funeral till the burial is complete, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records three qirats in his favor. One qirat is greater than the Mount Uhud. He who sees to the needs of an orphan Uğravudu. Allah Celle Celaluhu shades him under his shades and admits him into paradise. What meritorious acts these are. And if we have the opportunity, we must try and undertake these tasks, for we will acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite grace and mercy give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.